A young child was going to be the announcing angel at a church Christmas pageant. She had one line: "I bring you good tidings of great joy." Well, the word tidings was very difficult for her. She didn't know what it meant. So the teacher explained, good tidings is good news. Oh, the child practiced at home a lot, but on the day of the pageant, she just went blank. Just stood there. And then all of a sudden, the Christmas angel shouted with a loud, confident voice, "Have I got good news for you?" Tonight's sermon title is Great Glad Tidings. That's a phrase from the hymn, O Little Town of Bethlehem. In other words, as the Christmas angel announced, I'm bringing you good news tonight. Good news of great joy. Or have I got good news for you? Luke tells us that a single angel came and made an announcement to the shepherds in the fields. But this news was so great that a multitude of angels, I imagine them filling the sky, multitude of angels came and gave glory to God. This news was so magnificent. This is the message that we embrace as disciples. This is the message we embrace every Christmas. It's great, glad tidings that God loves us so much, he sent a Savior to us. And the angel made it clear, this good news is for all people. This is God's love song. He sent us Jesus, Messiah, Redeemer, Savior. And this love song is for all people. This is the message that we as the church must embrace, that God's good news, these glad tidings, are for all people. All people need good news. All people need great glad tidings. All people need God's love song. A young 6-year-old girl was getting ready to be an angel in the church program. This is a different story. And she was so excited to be an angel. And she especially loved that she could dress up in this angel costume she had. But when the day of the pageant arrived, her mother was curling her hair, and all of a sudden a problem developed. The girl ended up with so much pain, there was an infection in her ear, and she was unable to go to church that night to be the angel. But her mother wanted a photograph, so she set her little daughter by the tree, and you know, with hair curled up beautifully, hands folded in prayer, and she was dressed in that angel costume. But it was a sad photograph, no smile. Her look was one of physical pain. It was also pain of disappointment. Now, this photograph is a real treasure for the grown-up little girl who became a pastor. The photo of the sad angel is on her desk to remind her that there's pain and sadness in the world, even at Christmas time. Tonight we hear great, glad tidings, but we're also here with sadness among us. Christmas isn't an easy time for a lot of people. Even as we celebrate God's Son being born in Bethlehem, there's a lot of suffering in the world. There's a lot of sin. There's a lot of evil. There's excessive greed. There's atrocities committed against people. Sin gets in the way of the glad tidings. Sometimes our daily problems, whether they be large or small, get in the way of great glad tidings. I've always loved the image of Jesus being wrapped in swaddling clothes. Our translation calls them bands of cloth, which describes what the swaddling clothes are. Imagine that God is coming down to our world again right now, this Christmas Eve, gathering all of the bad news in our lives, gathers all the bad news that we experience. Here and in the whole world, the sin, the suffering, the war, the terrorism, the hatefulness, the pain, the grief, the lack of freedom, even facing death. But God doesn't stop there. As God gathers up all of this sin, God also gathers the good news. The good news that we sang about, the friends, the family, even small things like the no snow. That might be a big thing, though. And the friendships and the baby born and the good health. All of these are good things that happen, and God gathers all of these up. God is big enough to gather all of this. Now I imagine that God wraps all of these things into a bundle. God's arms wrapped around all the good things and all the bad. And that's the baby born in Bethlehem. We often refer to a newborn baby as a bundle of joy. This baby in Bethlehem was that. But this was also a bundle of suffering. The newborn Savior would be a bundle of both good things and bad things. As disciples, we're called to announce glad tidings. But we recognize the suffering in the world and we fight against it. We reject the greed and the injustice. We reject the exploitation and the oppression. Our calling as the church is to announce glad tidings, but also to live glad tidings. We're called to live the good news of Jesus. And this is ultimately an Easter message. It's a message of the resurrection. So yes, we lit the Paschal candle, the Easter candle tonight. And each candle that we're going to be holding later in our candle lighting service will be a reminder of the good news. And it will flicker with great joy, but it will also flicker with reminders of our suffering. And it will flicker with the light of the resurrection. There's an ancient legend that talks about God creating the world. And after human beings were created, the legend goes that a multitude of angels, listen to the language, a multitude of angels showed up and sang songs of praise to God, glory to God in the highest, and then a prayer, let there be peace on earth. In my mind, that's the same multitude of angels that sang at the birth of Jesus. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and let there be peace on earth. I also imagine that that's the same multitude of angels. We're not told any place that it happens. It's a legend that I've made up myself, that at Easter, at the resurrection, a multitude of angels shows up, sees Jesus being resurrected from the dead, and they sing glory to God in the highest, and may there be peace on earth. This is the faith that we have tonight, and this is the message that we send out of good news. Whether we're a sad angel tonight, or whether we're a happy angel, we can never lose sight of the resurrection that God has given to us, won through the cross of Christ. So we resolve in our daily lives to live the love song, one day at a time, one kind word at a time, one act of service at a time, one caring moment at a time. And by the way, I also believe this, that the multitude of angels will appear one more time. They appeared in legend at creation. We know they appeared at the birth. I believe they appeared at the resurrection. I believe that they are going to appear on Judgment Day. They will appear as we believers arrive, and a multitude of angels will hear them firsthand singing glory to God. Glory to God for our salvation. Glory to God in the highest. Come and enter into peace forever. Let us pray. Place in your minds all of the joys, all of the good news in your life. We've spoken about some, lift them up. And also remember the sadness. And pray that God comes down now to wrap you in loving arms. The bundles of joy, the bundles of sadness in your life and in the lives of all people. We have both the joy and the sadness, all wrapped into a bundle. And as you think on this bundle, listen to God. God speaks tonight to you. God says to you, my child, have I got good news for you? I love you. And God says, I will always love you.